The theme park would have been among the largest commercial development projects ever in Virginia. It had the enthusiastic support of Governors Doug Wilder and George Allen and was expected to draw 11 million visitors a year. But in September of 1994, plans for Disney's America were scrapped, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story is by Chris Rehos, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The recent 400th anniversary in Virginia, which tied two events, the rise of the first legislative body in Virginia with the arrival of the first enslaved Africans on these shores, shows how difficult history can be. 25 years ago, Virginia was debating history in a different way. There was a proposal by Disney to create a theme park near Manassas, where the first Civil War battle was fought, a theme park that would walk you through American history, which in the times before social media seemed relatively straightforward, but yet at the time it proved too controversial.
David, quite a few prominent historians said Disney was going to trivialize things like slavery and the Civil War. They even speculated about little souvenir slave ships in the gift shop. It all turned out to be too much for the company.
The whole thing came unraveled. Basically, they got a lot of publicity. They got a lot of pushback. Ed Ayers, a historian of the American South, was quoted as saying, "What people found alarming about Disney was that they were taking away something real and replacing it with something made up." The idea of creating a theme park that presented history in a way that people could understand and agree upon seemed very difficult 25 years ago. It would seem nearly impossible today.
At the time, Disney said it would build the park at a different location in Virginia or Maryland, but that never happened. In our next story, it's high school football season again, but not everywhere.
This story is by Robert Anderson, a sports writer for the Roanoke Times. It's a story about Bland County High School having to cancel their 2019 varsity football season for just a lack of players. This is a team, a little small Class A team. They had 29 players last year, including 9 seniors. But after a few days of preseason practice this summer, the number dropped below 10 players. This is the third team in the VHSL to cancel football season in the last 2 years. It's happened in Manassas Park and also in Charles City. And a couple of other schools have had to kind of play abbreviated schedules related to low player turnout by the end of the season. The folks in Bland County are saying they hope to bring it back. They also had to cancel the JV season. They hope, though, to keep participation in middle school and see kind of what happens in the future.
One thing state officials are studying is having at least the smaller schools switch over to 8-man football. That obviously would be more manageable with limited rosters.
More and more schools are having a difficult time playing football. There's been concerns raised about head injuries and the long-term consequences of that. Some parents are simply not wanting their children to be exposed to the potential danger there.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.